The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, has defended Australia's anti-slavery record after the Trump administration flagged a new 12.5% tariff on countries accused of importing goods linked to forced labour. Ramila Chanishev from the Australian Uyghur Tangri-Ga Women's Association told Breakfast it's highly likely products in Australia's supply chains may be sourced from factories employing forced labour in Western China.
If we're talking about the garment industry, we know that one in two garments is made in China. And we know that over 25% of the world's cotton is sourced from China, with over 85% sourced from Xinjiang, or East Turkestan, as we would still like to call it. So there is very highly likely that a lot of our garments could be tainted by Uyghur forced labour. And my people are being completely erased from the region. There are technical ways of ensuring, finding out where the cotton is grown. They can go down to the soil that's being used and to the region where the cotton has been grown and where it's been sourced. I don't think anybody or any industry can play ignorance to say that our supply chains are clean and clear if they are getting their suppliers from Xinjiang or from China. We do have a federal anti-slavery commissioner, but the powers that have been given to him are extremely weak. I think more legislation needs to be brought in and enforced as well. So industries need to not only tick a box and say our supply chains are clean, but the government needs to be able to penalise industries who cannot prove beyond doubt that their products are clean from slave labour. So obviously the lobbying for the government is to bring laws in place, bring penalties in place, and harsher penalties to ensure that the industries are doing what they are supposed to be doing. Because obviously the industries are there to make money, and the cheaper the products, it will saturate the market. And that's what we are seeing now, that the Australian market is saturated with Chinese-made products, from everything that you eat to wear to use to drive to heat up your hot water system and to the farmlands as well. So it's extremely, extremely weak, and the government is not doing enough.
That's Ramila Chanishev there from the Australian Uyghur Tangri-Ga Women's Association. They've launched legal proceedings in the federal court seeking documents from retail giant Kmart around its ethical sourcing claims. Kmart denies sourcing any products from factories linked to forced labour in China. Well, Dr. James Cocaine is the New South Wales Anti-Slavery Commissioner and joins me this morning. James, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally.
What do you think about this move from the US president to link modern slavery to a new attempt to impose tariffs?
Look, we're keen to see any protections in place that will protect workers and family members of people like Ms. Chanishev from forced labour wherever it's occurring in the world. The Prime Minister has said that we have world-leading legislation here in Australia, and certainly when the Modern Slavery Act was adopted in 2018, it was world-leading. There are certain areas where things have moved on, frankly, since 2018. Even in Australia, I would say we have some legislation that's stronger than the Federal Modern Slavery Act. In New South Wales, for example, we have an obligation for 450 organisations buying about $60 billion worth of commerce of things each year to take reasonable steps to ensure they're not buying goods made with forced labour. We don't have that under the Federal Act. It's 3 years since Professor John McMillan was commissioned by the federal government to look at how to strengthen the Act and recommended that the Act bring in those due diligence obligations. So certainly there's a need to think about what more we can do to protect workers here and in offshore supply chains.
Where does Australia sit and where does the United States sit on world rankings when it comes to responses to modern slavery?
It's difficult to compare countries, to be frank. Different countries are dealing with different kinds of risks in different circumstances, and there's a range of different tools that are going to be needed. In Australia, we have a focus in the private sector on reporting of action, but as Ms. Chanishev said, we don't have penalties when companies don't report. In New Zealand, they're currently contemplating a bill which brings in a similar arrangement but does have penalties. In the European Union, there's a more complex due diligence arrangement, and now also coming in a forced labour import ban. And that specific measure, the forced labour import ban, is what the US government has been looking at. They haven't attempted to rank our response to modern slavery more generally. It was a very narrow examination of whether we have a forced labour import ban. We don't in Australia. It's as simple as that. The government has been contemplating bringing in such a ban, but there's no legislative action on foot at the moment.
So if people do the wrong thing, there aren't any real legal consequences?
Well, certainly if you're connected in one way or another to modern slavery, it's a criminal offence. Let's not skip around that. We have very strong criminal laws in Australia and we have prosecutions every year.
But around the reporting, is it? That the consequences aren't there?
Around the reporting, the only penalty in the federal legislation currently is essentially a letter from a minister, and that's never been used.
An independent review of the Modern Slavery Act 3 years ago made recommendations, as you're saying, to strengthen a corporate modern slavery and regulatory oversight. Is it possible that some Australian companies are not aware that slavery could exist in their supply chains?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, no one really at this point wants to stand up and be associated with slavery. It's very stigmatising. But we have seen that a number of leading companies are now taking steps to identify and disclose where they're connected to modern slavery. And that's what we need to do. We need to encourage companies to acknowledge when they're connected to modern slavery so that they can work with suppliers to stamp that out in the supply of the goods and services we need here in Australia.
Dr. James Cocaine, thank you for joining me this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you, Sally.
James Cocaine is the New South Wales Anti-Slavery Commissioner, and Radio National Breakfast approached the Kmart Group and parent Wesfarmers for a response to allegations it sources products from factories linked to forced labour camps in Western China. We're yet to receive a response.